We present Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross, and Diana Day in...
The Patient's Dilemma. What a life. Oh, I'm fed up. I've been looking forward to that motorbike scramble all week, and now Grandad won't take me.
I've told you, your Grandad's not well. He can't take you.
Well, I'll take him then, in a wheelchair.
Don't talk silly.
Hello, what's this then? Is old Peter under the weather?
No, he's under the blankets.
He's not felt so good all day, Mr. Holroyd.
Oh, dear.
So after tea, I sent him to bed. I think he's caught a chill.
Well, I'll bet he'll be all right tomorrow when it's time to go to the Rose and Crown.
Well, I'm right sorry to hear about this, Mrs. Clitheroe. Has the doctor been to see him, then?
No. Father says he'll wait till tomorrow and go to the surgery for a checkup.
Aye, well, he wants to look after himself, you know. He's no chicken, you know.
I hope not. We don't want him getting foul pest as well.
Will you stop trying to be funny?
Well, I wanted to go to the motorbike racing.
Now, Jim.
Well, why can't I go on my own?
Because it's a long way from here in the country. You could get lost.
That's what Mr. Higginbottom said when I asked him to take me. Get lost.
You can't go on your own, and that's final.
Well, surely there must be some nice, kind man who'd take me. Somebody like Mr. Holroyd here.
Yes. Well, now, I'm sorry, Jim, but I'm afraid I couldn't take you, lad. No. You see, we've got the wife's mother coming for the weekend. Roll on Monday. Yes, well, I'd better be off, you know.
Oh, well, Jimmy, Alfie's in the front room with our Susan. Just ask him if he'd like to stay for tea, will you, love?
Right, ma'am. Come on, Mr. Holroyd. I'll see you as far as the prison gate.
All right, after you then, Jim. Bye-bye, Mrs. Clitheroe, and tell Peter I'll look in tomorrow and see how he is, you
know. Right, Mr. Holroyd. Cheerio!
Ta-da! I say, Jim, I've got an idea. Alfie's very keen on motorbikes, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. He thinks more of his bike than he does of our Susan. That's why we need a bigger coal shed.
How do you mean?
He won't have it getting wet. So when he brings our Susan home on a bad night, he puts his bike in the shed and she has to snug with him in the pouring rain.
Oh, give over, Jim.
It's true. It's happened that often. Her earrings are going rusty.
Well, look, lad, why don't you ask him to take you to the motorbike scramble, eh?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. He'll do anything for me, the mug. I'll go in the front room and ask him.
Right, well, cheerio then, Jim. I'll be around tomorrow with some magazines and a pound of grapes.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Holroyd. Bring some for me granddad as well. Right, now for the front room. Crouching one day at the keyhole, I heard Susan on Alfie's knees. I wonder what they're up to.
Ah, you're the bonny little thing. Come and sit on my knee.
Just as I thought, they're at it again.
Now, come on, you give us a kiss and I'll give you a toffee. That's it.
Honestly, the thing some girls will do for a mint humbug.
What are you doing here?
Hey, oh, it's you, Susan. Hey, come and listen. Alfie's snogging with Scraggy. Susan, you're here.
I've just been upstairs to see how Grandad is.
Well, you'd better get back in that front room. Alfie's smooching with somebody else behind your back. Listen.
You're a grand little pet. Come and snuggle up to me.
Listen to him, Susan. While the cat's away, the mouse isn't half having a smashing time.
Now, look here.
Shh, quiet. I wonder who he's got in there.
Hey, stop licking me ears. Your whiskers are tickling.
Susan! He's the bearded lady from the fairground.
He's talking to your puppy, Spot.
Oh, what a pity. I was looking forward to the fight.
Out of my way.
I'm coming with you. I want to ask Alfie something.
Yeah, now, come on, sit up and beg. Oh, hello, Susan, you're back. Oh, and Jimmy as well. Hello, Jimmy.
Hello, Alfie. What are you doing tomorrow afternoon, old friend?
I'm not sure, Jimmy. Yeah, Susan, what am I doing tomorrow afternoon?
I thought you'd take me round the shops.
I'm taking Susan round the shops.
You don't want to go round the shops, Alfie. Take me to the motorbike scramble. You'll enjoy it.
Oh, yes, I like them. Especially this weather when it's muddy and all the riders slide round on the back ends. They're not their back ends. I mean, their bikes. Oh, yes.
Alfie, you're taking me out.
Oh, I'd love to go, but you heard what Susan said, so I can't.
I was right. You are a mouse.
You what?
A mouse, like the one in the poem Grandad recites. Oh, we sneaky, cowering, timorous beastie. Oh, what a panic's in thy breastie.
That'll do. Get out.
Hang on. I thought of a finish to the poem. Playing about with a tiny little doggy, scared of Susan the scraggy old moggy.
Get out! Found somebody to take him after all.
Yes, sister dear. I'm going with Charlie Thompson and his dad, and I'm having my dinner at their house. So put that in your jeans and waggle it.
Jimmy, don't be rude. And you see you behave yourself this afternoon.
I'll be as good as gold, ma'am. Heck, is it nearly 12 o'clock? I'll have to be off now.
You haven't taken Spot for his walk yet.
But I've got to go. You take him out.
Look, he's your dog. The least you can do is run him round the block.
Oh, he can have a run round in here. Just tie a biscuit to his tail.
Honestly, Mother, whenever he's had any animals, he makes a fuss of them for a few days and then loses all interest. And he has the cheek to call them pets.
So what? You do the same with your animals, but you call them boyfriends.
I'll smack your face, you cheeky little monster.
No, go to the laundry and get your wrinkles ironed out.
Jimmy! You won't go out in a minute.
Well, she started it, talking about Spot.
Look, off you go. I'll take him out when I go to the shop.
Oh, thanks, ma'am. You're a pal. Well, I must dash now.
Now, listen, before you go...
I know what you're going to say, ma'am. Don't run across the street. Don't get myself dirty. Don't talk to funny men. And don't slam the door. Well, ta-ra!
Oh, that boy. He gets worse.
Oh, well, thank goodness he's gone. Mother, I haven't been up to see Grandad yet. How is he this morning?
Oh, not much better, I'm afraid. He's going to the surgery this afternoon to see the doctor. Not Dr. Evans. He's away. This is his locum.
Oh, I hope there's nothing wrong with Grandad.
Well, we can only wait and see, love. Oh, well, I'll take that dog out while I'm going to the grocer's. Where is he?
In the kitchen, I think. Oh, I've left my scarf in there.
Well, come on, then. After you.
Right, Mother. Look, he's in his basket. Come on, Spot.
Give him in.
Spot. Mother, look at him. Is he all right?
He doesn't seem so good. Oh, look, he's been sick. Spot, come on, love.
He's just lying there, not moving.
Oh, no. First your granddad, now the dog. Oh, I wonder if I should get a vet to have a look at him.
There's a new one just opened near our office. A Mr. Hoffman. He's a German, I think.
Well, first thing this afternoon, I'll wrap Spot up in something warm and take him round there. You'll have to do my shopping for me, love.
All right, Mother. I'll try to get back before Alfie comes.
Oh, dear, what a life. First granddad not well, then the dog... It only needs the goldfish to take a funny turn, and I'll go right up the wall.
Listen, Alfie, there were six of them in the first race. Off they went. Along the straight, down the dip, and right round the bend.
Ah, that's where I'll be going if you don't shut up. Oh, look, I wonder where Susan and your mum are. Even your granddad's not in.
By the time the race ended, they were covered in mud, and one rider clouted another one for pulling in front of him on the finishing straight.
Well, what's funny about that?
It was all the mud, you see. It wasn't another rider he clouted. It was a coal man on his way home from work.
Look, will you shut up? I'm trying to think.
I thought you looked in pain. What's up?
Well, Susan's not here, and I'm wondering whether I've got the arrangements wrong again. Now, let me think. What was the last thing she said to me when I left her last night? Oh, what worry.
I can tell you that, because I accidentally heard her when I was leaning out of my bedroom window.
Flipping heck, is nothing sacred.
Luke, you said you wanted to know what was the last thing Susan said to you last night. So, shall I tell you?
Well, go on then. What were it?
Good night, Alfie.
Good night. Oh, give over. Oh, she said something else, didn't she?
Oh, yeah, she did. I remember now.
Oh, good. Well, what was it she said?
Thank goodness. I thought he'd never go.
Oh, I'll thump you in a minute.
The doorbell, Alfie. Perhaps that's her.
Ah, you wait here. I'll go and see.
Right, Alfie.
Come in, Susan. Ah, you're back, love.
Begging your pardon?
Yeah, I thought I got the... Susan, you're a man. I mean, well, what is it, mister?
Good afternoon. I am Hoffman.
Are you? Well, cheerio, then.
No. Clitheroe's house, I am seeking here most urgently, is it?
Yeah, this is... Your pardon?
Look, May I with you these three powders and instructions for the patient, Lee?
Hang on, mister. To young Jimmy, I must be a minute speaking.
Well, please, most quickly to be, so that to my surgery I may soon return.
Yeah, rightio. Are you near, Jimmy?
Was it Susan at the door, Alfie?
No, it's a funny fella. He's only just come, but he's going. He's off, man. But look, he keeps nattering about his surgery and his sick patients.
It must be the doctor Grandad went to see. Not the usual one. Mam said he was, local.
Yeah, you were dead right. I can't make head or tail of anything he says.
I'll bet he's having the same trouble with you. Come on, let an expert sort it all out.
Well, all I can say is the best of German luck with him.
Here we are. Now then, mister.
Yeah?
What do you want?
I am leaving instructions for the sickness to be cured and these powders, which once every hour must be taken, does it?
Daft as Dickie Dotty is.
Please, boss, carefully to listen. Listen, please. The sickness is by a cold in the tummy caused, so no solid food must he be eating, only spongy cake and scrambling eggs. And, most important, very little must he be drinking.
Ooh, he won't like that. Have you no medicine from the off-license he can get?
Please, I am in the hurry going. Only warm milk must he drink when the powders he takes, and somewhere warm he must sleep in the kitchen his best, was it?
Wait a minute. Surely he's not all that ill.
But the age is, we must consider, not to stand much illness he is able to. Tomorrow I am calling again, hoping that he is with us still is. I am saying ta-ta. Guten Abend.
But, mister, wait a minute, please, doctor. Oh, heck, he's gone. Alfie, did you hear what he said about poor Grandad? He's not at all well.
Well, you're right. He must be able to talk so daft. Oh, your Grandad. He's not well, and he doesn't know yet because he wasn't here. He's out and he doesn't know he's ill. Jimmy, he's ignorant.
Shut up. Poor Grandad, and I called him names because he wouldn't take me to the motorbike racing. Alfie, what are we going to do?
Well, one of us will have to tell him the truth, and it had better be you, because after all, you're his next of kin.
Alfie!
Well, I mean, look, you'll have to tell him.
Oh, all right, but you'll have to help me.
Oh, well, I'll try, but I bet he'll soon know. I mean, he'll only have to look at me face and he'll see there's something wrong.
Oh, he's noticed that before. But he said it was nothing that a good plastic surgeon can't cure. Can you see him yet, Alfie?
Yeah, let me look. Oh, yes, there he is, Jimmy, coming up the garden path.
Oh, dear, now I won't know what to say.
Well, look, I'll do the talking. After all, I'm a man, and he's got to know sometime. No, not that I'm a man, I mean, he knows that already. He's here. Now, look, you leave everything to me.
Oh, hello, there you are, you two. Well, that was a lovely walk I've just had in the park. Done me a power of good.
I hope so.
What was that, Jimmy?
It's Alfie, Grandad. I think he's got something to tell you.
Oh, well, what is it, Alfie?
We've had a visitor from the fellow who's not the real one. He's a hokum. You're a local, and you've got to take a powder.
Why don't you take one and blow?
I'm doing my best.
Look, what is all this?
Mr. Sinclair, prepare yourself for a shock.
Yeah? A shock? What is it, Alfie?
I'm a man.
Well, that is a shock and no mistake.
No, you don't understand. I mean, I'm telling you because that's what I am, and it'll sound better coming from me because we don't want to worry you. You see, you're ignorant. You don't know anything.
I know one thing. I'll kick your backside in a minute.
Grandad, don't excite yourself. You're a sick man.
What? Nonsense. I never felt better in all my life. Now, come on now. What's all this about?
I'm telling you, the other doctor said you're not well and you've got to sleep in the kitchen with a bowl of warm milk.
Yes, and all you've got to eat is scrambled cake and sponge eggs.
Now, look, I don't know what sort of a joke this is, but I'm feeling fine.
Well, Grandad, listen to me.
Look, you can keep this up as long as you like, but I'm telling you, there's nothing wrong with me. Nothing wrong with me at all. I suppose I have been overdoing it a bit at my age. Well, I think I'll just lie down on the couch for a wee while, Jimmy.
That's right, Grandad. Save what strength you've got left. I mean, keep your strength up and you'll be all right.
Yeah, that's right. Never said die. I mean... Where there's life, there's in the midst of life, we... But the doctors can be wrong. When Alice came to me, Daddy thought he had a bad case of flu, and he was wrong.
See, Grandad, what was wrong with your dad, Alfie?
He had pneumonia.
Go in the kitchen and see if your scrambled eggs are done.
Yeah, oh, I forgot. You don't want it, Mr. Sinclair. If the scrambled eggs are scorched, I'll scrape the burnt bits off.
Oh, Jimmy, I don't want scrambled eggs, son.
Well, we've got no sponge, and you can't have the eggs any other way, because Alfie dropped them on the floor.
Well, I just don't feel like eating anything at all.
Grandad, you're not going to let good food go to waste, are you?
Well, you eat it.
What? Eat Alfie's cooking? Do you want me to be as ill as you are?
Oh, but it's all right for me to eat it.
I didn't mean that, Grandad. But you're feeling ill already, so it won't matter. It's somebody at the door. I'll go. It might be the doctor. Come back to see if you're still here. At home, I mean.
Oh, well, I hope it is, since I heard what he told you. I don't feel too good at all.
Hello, Clitheroe.
Oh, heck, it's you, Mr. Higginbottom.
What?
I mean, I was hoping it would be somebody else, the doctor.
If you're going to start giving cheat, you'll need a doctor.
I'm sorry. Come in, Mr. Higginbottom.
Is your grandad ready to go?
Oh, don't say things like that, Mr. Higginbottom.
What's up with you?
Me grandad's ill. The doctor said it's touch and go.
Oh, no. Where is he? Can I see him?
Yeah, come in the ward, the sitting room. Grandad, you've got a visitor.
Hello, Pete. What's all this, then?
Hello, Higgy, my old friend. It's nice of you to come.
Well, I came to go with you to the Rose and Crown. Have you forgotten it's the dart team supper? Pies, peas and 2 pints a man. All free.
Well, they'll just have to give mine to somebody else.
What?
That proves how ill it is, Mr. Higginbottom. Refusing free beer. I didn't mean that, Grandad.
It's all right, son. At a time like this, we've all got to try and keep cheerful.
Yes, Grandad.
No. Don't get upset, my boy.
I'm not upset, Grandad.
Your Grandad's right, lad. There's no sense in being miserable.
Well, you were always the one to make us laugh, Jimmy.
Yes, Grandad. Shall I tell you the joke I heard from Alfie yesterday?
Yes, let's hear it.
I'm sorry, Mr. Sinclair, but the scrambled eggs aren't quite ready. They were scorched on the bottom, so I tipped them into another pan. Then I tried to pick out a bit of shell while I was stirring it with my finger. No, not stirring, I mean picking out with my finger. And I stirred with a spoon, but I burnt my finger. Not when I picked the shell, when I got hold of the spoon, I'm going out to buy some more eggs. Hey, but what are you crying for, Jim?
I'm not. Tell Grandad that joke you told me about the footballer.
Oh, no, he wouldn't like that.
Oh, yes, I would, Alfie. Yes. Alfie, we all would.
Well, look, I know a better one than that. About an Englishman, an Irishman and a Scotsman who were all very ill. Well, first the Scotsman died and went to heaven. And when he got...
You big drip.
I'll tie your tongue in a knot in a minute.
Hey,
you don't.
I'll take your right look.
Susan, little Spot seems to be very sorry for himself, doesn't he?
Yes, poor little thing.
There, boy, you'll soon be home in your nice warm basket.
Shall I carry him for a while, Mother?
No, he's not heavy, Susan. Nothing like you were when you were a baby. Little dumpling, we used to call you.
Well, don't dare tell Jimmy.
What?
What did Mr. Hoffman say about Spot, Mother?
Well, he was out. His wife said he'd call round to the house with some medicine. But I gather he was worried about Spot.
All right, boy, you'll soon be better.
Hello there. Is it Clitheroe?
Oh, hello, Mr. Higginbottom.
Hello.
Oh, well, I've heard the news.
Oh.
You must be very worried about him being so ill at his age.
Yes, of course we are. Still, he'll probably grow out of it, you know.
Pardon?
I think he must have eaten something when he was playing in the garden. Mm. Grass or weeds.
He's been eating grass and weeds.
Well, I hope it's something like that. I mean, rather than anything permanent. I mean, Oh, I'd hate to have him put to sleep.
Have your father put to sleep?
Father? We're talking about Spot here.
Mother's just picked him up from the vets.
I mean, Mr. Sinclair, he's seriously ill.
What do you mean?
Granddad just went for a checkup, that's all.
I've just left him. He said the doctor's been and told him he's very, very sick.
Oh, my goodness. And nobody in the house to look after him, only Jimmy.
No, Alfie all was there, till we chased him out. Now I know why he's got a big mouth. He spends most of his time putting his foot in it.
Susan, would you take the dog back to the vets? Ask them to keep him there. We don't want him around the house at a time like this.
All right, Mother. You go straight home, then.
Yeah, no, I won't. I'll call in and see the doctor on the way home. I want to know exactly what's wrong. He may have kept something back from Father.
Come on, Grandad. Take your medicine like the doctor said.
Oh, this horrible.
Look, you have to take 3 powders before you go to sleep, and you've only had one.
I know, and I've felt sick ever since.
You won't taste it if you hold your nose, like my dad taught me. He always does. He says, it tastes nasty, but it makes you feel nice.
Hasn't your father ever been to the doctor?
What for?
To cure him of talking like that. Now, go on, Grandad. You can't taste the powder in the milk.
Milk? As though the powder wasn't bad enough, you have to put it in the milk.
What do you expect us to put it in, draft bitter?
Don't you be cheeky.
Oh, sorry, Grandad. Now, don't get excited. You know the doctor said it could be dangerous.
Yes, Mr. Sinclair. Mrs. Clitheroe hasn't come home yet to say goodbye to you. I mean, to see you for the last time, to see how you go. Yeah, hold your nose.
Hold your tongue. Now, drink up, Grandad. Come on.
All right.
There's a good Grandad. All down.
Oh, it's horrible.
That's it. Now lie down again on the couch and I'll tuck you in.
Thanks, son. I feel awful. How do I look?
Oh, you look awful. I mean, but very good. Oh, wonderful. Nobody could tell you were as ill as you look. Yeah, you look as fat as a figure, fit as a fiddle.
And you sound as daft as a brush. Come here. We've got to cheer Grandad up. Stop him worrying.
I'm sorry, he just came out. I meant to be nice.
Yeah, like before when I asked if he wanted to see that new programme on the telly and you said there was no point in him watching it because it was a serial. Come on, Alfie.
Right up. Shall I leave the door open?
What for?
In case your Grandad gets worse, he can shove you on my leg.
What's the matter?
Nothing, Grandad. Alfie just put his leg under my foot.
Look, if you kick me again,
no, I'll... lucky I don't murder you. Do you want to put the wind up, Grandad, altogether?
Oh, well, all right. What did your mother say when you phoned her? Was she coming straight away?
I didn't phone her. I phoned my Uncle Angus. I couldn't phone my mum when she was in the street, could I?
Come in, Doctor.
Oh, ma'am, you're here. I've got some terrible news about Grandad. He's very ill. The doctor said it's touch and go.
Jimmy, this is the doctor.
Hello, young man.
Oh, you've told me, ma'am. You're not the local. You're foreign. I mean, he's foreign.
I'm the locum, Dr. Marley.
You can't be. You talk English like what we do.
Never mind all this. Where's Grandad?
In here, ma'am, suffering in silence on the sofa.
Well, I assure you, Mrs. Clitheroe, there's nothing wrong with Mr. Sinclair.
Father, are you all right?
I'm glad you got here in time, Pat.
Good heavens, you do look ill, Mr. Sinclair.
Well, you ought to know. I must say I've felt twice as bad since I took your powders.
Powders? What powders?
The powders the proper doctor gave us. I mean, the other one. These, look, there's one left here.
Here, let me see. Oh, dear. You say Mr. Sinclair's had one of these?
I've had 2. Jimmy gave me them in milk.
These powders are for a dog.
What?
The doctor you saw was obviously the vet. Here, look what it says on the back of this packet.
Oh, heck.
Jimmy, what have you done?
I'm sorry, Grandad. We've been treating you for distemper.
But how? I just don't understand.
I'll just answer the door. Alfie, explain how you made the mistake.
Right. Oh, me?
Doctor, what can we do?
Oh, now, don't worry. They won't do any real harm.
But I may be poisoned.
Oh, no, no. They'll upset your stomach a little, but if you stay off solid food for a day, you'll be all right again. And no alcohol, of course.
That boy. I'll murder him. I'll skin him alive.
Well, I'm pleased you're not ill after all, Grandad. It's a telegram, Mum.
Give it here. Don't you think you're getting away with this, upsetting your Grandad, worrying out... Oh, no. Jimmy, did you phone Uncle Angus in Glasgow?
Yes, Mum, to tell him Grandad was, ill. I mean, I thought...
What about Angus, Pat?
This telegram. Shocked to hear about Peter. Leaving Glasgow at once. We'll be with you at 1 a.m. Love, Angus and Flora.
Well, that's nice of them, isn't it?
That does it.
Grandad, don't get excited. Remember what the doctor took.
What?
Oh, heck. Look, Grandad, couldn't you just give me a good talking to?
All right, I will.
Oh, good.
Then I'll spank you after that.
No, wait a minute, Mr. Sinclair. I'm as much to blame as Jimmy.
That's right, so we should both be punished.
What?
Yeah, we'll share it 50-50. I'll have the talking to, and you take the spanking.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, Derek Giler as Mr. Holroyd and Mr. Hoffman, Tony Melody as Mr. Higginbottom, and Brian Truman as the Doctor. The recording program was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the Kid himself.
The Clitheroe Kid was recorded by the BBC. Thank you.